The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, ve'amen.
Daf Mem Zayin. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Murzikin Yosef Ben Sarav and Merazikin Atiyah Fabat Sarav and Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther and Hashem Tin Ham Ben Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashton Ram Moshe Ben Dina ונתן בן שולמית אין לרפן עולם לפת הנפש ולפת הגוף ואתם קרב הלווה וכן ינוסו ונאמר אמן. We begin today's daf on Memvav Amud Bet and we're at the two dots. וכן פרה שנגחה את השור. So what's the case? You had a para. She might have been pregnant and she damaged a shor. The safek was if she's pregnant, so we consider not only the para damaging but the Egel, the baby that's in the para's stomach, is also considered a damager. However, if the para gave birth already, so then already the egel that was in the stomach is not considered damaging, so you can only get payment from the para itself. That was the safek in the Mishnah. So what did the Mishnah say? You get hatsi nezek from the para, and reva nezek from the egel, from the baby. Quarter nezek. So the Gemara is going to ask an obvious question. Gemara says, Hatsi Nezek, Verabia Nezek. You're telling me that you take Hatsi Nezek from the para, because it was a tam. Tam damages Hatsi Nezek. And then you tell me what? You take a quarter Nezek from the Egel, because we learned, according to Sumchus, we have a Safek. We don't know if this is considered a damager or not. And the Din is Mamon Hamutal Besafek Holkin. So if you're not going to pay half nezek, you'll pay a quarter nezek, like the din of Holkin. But bottom line, the Gemara says, "Palga niskahu deba'e shelume." The payment of a tam is not more than hatsi nezek. Kule niskan nechir v'ha may avite. Where did you get 3/4 nezek? Kule nezek minus a quarter. So here you're getting the para is paying 2/4, and the egel is paying 1/4, that's 3/4 nizik. When do you have 3/4 nizik? L'chaura, hatsi nizik is the maximum for a tam. So how did you come to that equation? That's really the Gemara's question. So to that, the Gemara starts to give different formulas to figure out how we got there. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, oh, that which we said, hatsi nizik, echad me'arba'a benizik. Which means Hatsi Nezek meant half the normal Nezek. Which means the Hatsi Nezek of the Para is really not Hatsi Nezek. It's really Reva Nezek. It's Hatsi of what the normal Nezek would be. Normally the Para would pay if it was alone, Hatsi Nezek. But now that it's with an Egel, so take Hatsi of that, which would be what? A quarter. And we'll see the case that we're talking. Urbiya Nezek, Ehad Mishmona Benezek. And a quarter really means a quarter of what it would normally pay, which would normally pay, half. So a quarter of a half is an eighth, and therefore you're taking a quarter from the para and an eighth from the egel. That's how you're splitting up the payment of the damages. Therefore, it's not more than Hatsi Nezek. Now the question is, how did you get to that calculation? So Abaye comes and explains. I read again in the Gemara. Amar Abaye, Hatsi Nezek, Echad Me'arba'a Benezek. That's 1/4 of Nezek. Urbiya Nezek. And when it says Reva Nezek, it means Echad Mishmona Benezek. Let's read Dashi, please. Amar Abaye, Hatsi nezek diktani, haynu hatsi tashlumim sheyishno ala para. That's half the normal price that would be on the para. Im en valad, if there was no valad, the price of the para would be half nezek. So therefore you're going to pay half of a half, which is a quarter. Da'iyu mishalem et hatsi nezek. Hashta, now that he has a friend with him, the egel, mishalem riv'ah. Mishum di'it leshutafut, because he has a partner. So therefore you're going to just split him up. Oh, the Gemara is going to explain that Abaye is talking about a specific case that the Egel and the Para belong to two different people. Oh, once already belongs to two different people, so then already you'll see how they came to this calculation. And the Gemara begins. The E Para Vivlad, the Hadninu, if the Para and the Vlad belong to the same guy, Hadsi Nezek. Hacha nameh dematzi ambale de baal para mimanafshach. Hatsi nezek havli. Correct. Which means, if the para and the egel belong to the same guy, so the nizak can tell the mazik, listen, bottom line, you owe me hatsi nezek. I don't care how you pay me. Because the rule is, if a guy has, let's say, an animal, or two animals, and they damage somebody, we know definitely one of these two animals damage, you owe me Hatsi Nezek. So therefore, if that's the case where it's owned by the same guy, we're not going to come along and say, take a quarter of this, and an eighth of that. No, I mean, you owe me Hatsi Nezek. I don't care how you pay me the Hatsi Nezek, whether it's from this animal or from that animal. So therefore, if that's the case, Mishnah would have said, Neferush, just pay the regular Hatsi Nezek. Rashi says, Gemara, Ela lo tzericha de para de had vivalad de had. Oh, you know what the case is talking about? Where there's two different owners. The para belongs to one guy and the valad belongs to another. How could you have a case like that? So a guy sold the para to somebody, but he kept the valad to himself. That she says that's how he did it. Kegon shemachalo para chutz me'ubra. Because you can't sell an ubar. Because ubar is the var shelo ba'al ha'olam. So that she has to learn the case to talk about where you sold the para, but you just held back for yourself the ubar. So you have two different owners over here. Now, the E de Kadim, we continue giving in the case of Abaye. The E de Kadim tab'e le ba'al para tehila. Now, let's say the Nizak went to the ba'al para. So you have a para that damaged, but para for sure damaged. That's not a safek. The question is, was the ubar part of the damage as well? Was it pregnant when it damaged? Or was the pregnancy done before, therefore this did not damage at all? So now we start the case. The Nizak definitely has a claim. So he goes to the ba'al para. He says, do me a favor, for sure your para, they're damaging over here. Hachen amed amale leba'al para, para didach azziktan, havli ra'aya de'it lach shutveh. Which means, the Nizak can come to the ba'al para and say, listen, all I know is, I know for sure your para damaged, I want hatsi nezek. You're going to try now to get a discount, and you're going to claim to me, well, I wasn't the only guy there. There was my partner, the ubar. Prove it to me. Which means you want to now not pay me full price of the hatsi nezek. Bring me a ra'ayah that you had a shutaf. I don't got to look for your shutaf. All I know is what I know in front of my eyes. I know that your ox, or your para, gored my ox. And I know this para caused the damage. And I know according to the halakha, I'm allowed to get hatsi nezek. You're going to come and claim now, hey, oh, hatsi nezek, yeah, but there were two guys there. And there's another partner. And then go to that guy also. I'll pay you half. Prove to me that you have a shutaf. And until you can prove to me that it's a shutaf, I'm taking whole hatsi nezek from you. So that cannot be the case either. So Gemara continues, Ela de kadim tabi'ay le ba'al valad tehila. Hold on. Where the guy already, the nizak, you know what he did? He showed his colors already. He went to the ba'al of the valad. Now by him going to the Baal of the Valad, he already is admitting that he knows that there's two guys here. Because he went to somebody else. He didn't go to the Baal of Para. Obviously he knows already that there's two players. Because he himself went to the Baal of Valad and said, listen, by the way, your animal was pregnant. There was a pregnant animal. And I know that you own this Valad over here. So I'm asking you now for Hatsi Nezek. Now what's that guy going to say? I'm not giving you Hatsi Nezek. You yourself, by the way, by coming to me, know that I'm a player. That means you know there's a Baal HaParah over here also, so we're partners. So I'm not going to give you
the full that I have to give you. Which means, let's talk it out. Normally, how would it be? This guy would pay a quarter, and this guy would pay a quarter to make Chatzi Nezik. That's how partners would divide the Chatzi Nezik. But this guy over here, mind you, it's a Safek if it was even pregnant at the time that it damaged. Keep in mind, we don't know if the para was pregnant. So therefore, I'll give you half of the half, or half of the quarter. Because at most, I only owed you a quarter, because there's shutafut over here. Correct? And now I have a Safek if my part damaged. So what I'll give you? I'll give you the eighth. That's where Abaye got the eighth from. So therefore, the amar le, galita adartach de shutfa itli. You already have revealed that you know that I'm a shutaf, or that I have a shutaf. Ika. Good. Finished. And therefore, let's speak it out. And therefore, I will give you an eighth. That's what Abaye said. And then the other guy comes along and says that, what? I'm going to give you a quarter. Why am I giving you a quarter? Because if I damaged regularly, I would have to give you a half. Now that I have a partner, so what do I pay? I pay a quarter. So that's the way Abaye understands the breakdown of the Mishnah. Simple case. There was a para that was pregnant. We don't know if it was pregnant at the time of the damaging. All we know is that it was owned by two people. We also know that the Nizak came to the Baal Ha'egel first and asked for payment. He comes up and says, oh, you know I'm a partner. You know I have a partner. Thank you very much. I'm going to give you, listen, if everything was fine and dandy, my partner owes you a quarter and I owe you a quarter. We owe you half. Then you're not getting more than half nezik. That's the deen. Tam gets hatzi nezik. But you know what? The gabe me, there's a safek if I was even part of the damage, by the way. So therefore, I'm not giving you a quarter. I'm going to give you half of the quarter. And if I'll give you an eighth. Now the other guy is no safek. The other guy, Vadai, we know the para definitely damaged. But again, I'm a partner. So I'm not giving you half. I'll give you a quarter. That's the way he comes to the conclusion. Look at the bottom Rashi on the Amud, please. Galita adatech deshutfa itli. You have revealed that you know that I have a partner. V'rivad deniskahu demahayev nalach. I'm only really hayav you a quarter. U'ba'al valad amar le'i vadai. Im valad nagha'u anas shutfa mahayev nalach rivad deniskah. Hashta demisapat nalach shemit mishtalim et minai. If I was a vada, I'd give you a quarter. Quarter from me, quarter from him. But I'm not a vada, I'm a safek. You don't even know if I was in the stomach at the time of the damaging. Therefore, I'll give you half. That's what he says. Comes together and goes even a step further. Ika de amre. Afalgav de kadim tabi'e le baal para tehila. Even if the nizak went to the baal para first. Oh, now, what do we say when it comes to the baal para? When it comes to the baal para first, we said, in that case over there, the baal para's got to give half. Even though the baal para say, hey, I have a partner. So he said, then nizak could come along and say, prove it. Prove you have a partner. I don't have a partner. You're the guy. I want everything from you. So I think everyone else says, no. Matsim madhele. He could push him away still. De amar le medaya de'e deshutfa itli. Which means he could come along and say, that go to the Baal HaPara first, and the Baal HaPara could push him off, and he doesn't have to pay. Only nezek. Why? Because he could tell him, medaya de'e. Which means, I know that I have a shutaf. I know that. Which means I know that my para was me'uberet at the time. And therefore we have a hazakah. Which means hazakah that what he's coming along and saying, I know for a fact my animal was me'uberet. That's a fact. And therefore the hazakah, I'm not going to change and say that what, that the animal gave birth. Keep it on its hazakah. And therefore, when he comes along and says, literally means, I know that there is a shutaf to this nezek, because I know that my para was me'uberet, and therefore keep it on the hazakah until the time of the negiha, therefore I don't have to pay you more than quarter of a nezek. That's this shita over here. Right, which means, according to this opinion over here, This is more lenient on the mazik, which means here in this case, the nizak came to the Baal HaPara. Hey, Mr. Baal HaPara, I want half nezik from you. I had a partner. So the first shita said, I have a partner, prove it. Second shita says, no, 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 no. I'm telling you that my animal was pregnant. That's for sure. So my animal has a cow that is pregnant. Do not change the status of the animal until the latest time possible. Till after the negiha. Therefore, I'm telling you that what? The animal that was inside also is part of the nizik. And I'm telling you also that I have a partner. For some reason, according to the Ika de Amre, the nizak cannot tell the mazik, prove it to me. The first answer, bring me an ayah that you have a shutaf. In the second answer, no, it's almost as if it's taken for granted that he could say number one, the animal was pregnant. Okay, that's a hazakah, because the animal was pregnant. You could assume that it gave birth the latest time possible. I have no problem with that. But which is the ayah with the mamon? Because you want to bring me, you want to take money out of me, right? You want to take money out of me, so I'm telling you, I have a partner. Go prove me that I don't have a partner. I'm the morzak. I'm holding the money in my hand. You want to take more money out of me, so I have two things going for me. Number one, the animal we know was pregnant, so the Baal Seh was pregnant to the end, hazakah. And number two, I'm a chazkat mamon. I'm holding the money already. You want to take more money out of my hand? Prove to me that I don't have a partner. So therefore, since you have the two hazakot in his favor, the shita says the Baal HaPara would only have to pay a quarter even if they came to him first. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rava, Atu Echad Me'arba'a Benezek Ve'Echad Me'Shmona Benezek Ketani Hatsi Nezek Urbiya Nezek Ketani. Abaye, it's very nice formula he gave us, but it's not Mashwan the Mishnah like that. Because you're learning the Mishnah as what? Hatsi Nezek in the Mishnah meant quarter. And Reva meant an eighth. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Hatsi Vereva. Where did you get from Hatsi Vereva to turn it into Reva Vishminit? The Lashon of the Mishnah is not Mashma according to your calculus. You make sense in the way you worked it out. But that's not the Mishnah. Because the Gemara says, Ela Marava Leolam Bepara Uvla Dehad. Oh. Really, I'll tell you, there's all one owner over here. Oh, so we have a problem with that. If there's one owner, so he owns the para and he owns the balad, so the chara, once he goes to the para, the nizak, give me half. Okay, you damage, you owe me half, pay me half. How could he come along now and start pushing him away? V'haki kamrinan, ite le para, mishtalim hatsi nizik me para. You're right. If the para is around, you pay hatsi nizik from the para. Because the rule is, bottom line, you owe me Hatsi Nizik. And we know, we have no doubt that your para damaged. If the para is still here, but give me Hatsi Nizik from the para. No argument. However, let the para, but let's say the para is not here. Where's the para not here? Where did it go? I don't know, it went somewhere. It's not around. Now, Hatsi Nizik pays from what? Goof for the animal. Does Hatsi Nizik pay from his pocket? No. There's no out-of-pocket on Hatsi Nizik. If the animal is not here, so what do you have then? Mishtalim Rabiya Nizik Bevalad. Then the Valad's here. How much, what's the most you can take out of the Valad? Not more than a quarter. You can't take half out of the Valad, because we don't even know if the Valad was part of the damage. So therefore, it's a Safek. So take a quarter. So therefore, the Mishtalim are two cases. If the Para's here, Hatsi Nizik. And that's it. He's people. No, it's not. We know the para definitely damaged. And it's one owner. One owner. So therefore, the para's here. Sir, you owe me Hatsi Nizik. Your para's here. Tishalimli. Mehila, my para's not here. Oh, what do you got here? I got my valad. Oh, it's your valad. Oh, I want Hatsi Nizik. Hey, Mehila, I'm not giving you Hatsi Nizik. Who said it was pregnant at the time that it damaged? Okay, so if the para's not there, then Reva Nizik meha valad. Tanat the Gemara says, Tama de lo yadainan iava vlad bahade kinagha ilo hava. Right. The only reason why it's called a nezik is because you don't know. You don't know if the animal was pregnant at the time of the damage or not. Avad I peshita lan de hava vlad bahade. But if we're certain, yadainim, we know that the animal was pregnant at the time of the goring, at the time of the damaging, ki nagha. Then you can get either hair from the para, and if the para is not around, get the hair from the valad. because we know for a fact the Malad was there. That's the case of the Mishnah. Comes again one and says, Rava letame. Rava is following his reasoning. What's Rava's reasoning? Dama Rava. Para shezika, an animal that was mazik, para, gove mevelada. The chiddush over here is, when you look at a pregnant animal, we could argue and say, it's one entity. The velada is not separate. But Rava looks at it, no. The baby that's inside is separate from the mother. And therefore, if you can't get paid from the para, you can get paid from the valad. I could have argued and said, listen, if the para's not around, so it's like I found a valad, that's not a separate entity to get whole hatsi nizik from. But Rava says, no, a valad is considered a separate, so therefore we look at it as if two animals gored this shor over here. A para and a ubar. And therefore the para is not in to get paid from, take it from the ubar. That's Rava's shita, that you look at the ubar as a separate entity, even though it wasn't even outside. When you think about it, when the animal, the para damaged, you didn't even see an ubar. Pirush ubar is inside. But it doesn't matter. Since it was in the mother's womb at the time, it's considered as if it damaged as well. Which means, we look at it as if it was outside. And two paraim come attack a shore. That's how we look at it. Therefore, the para is not around. Take it from the ubar. So the Gemara says similarly, Amara Damarava, para shezika gove mevelada. Very good. You can take payment from the velad. My tama gufahi. That's part of the goof of the animal, which means that's considered you're part of it, and therefore you did the damages as well. Also comes the Gemara and says. Which means, say it better. Just like I can get paid from any part of the animal. When we say, Hatsi Nezik Me Gufo, this is Gufo. Not worse than, can I take it from the thigh of the animal? Yeah, why not? So I can take it also from the ubar of the animal as well. Continue. Tanigole Chezika. Oh, but let's say you have a chicken. The chicken made damage. Eno Gove Me Betzata. You don't get payment from the betzah. The egg is not considered part of the animal. The egg is considered mufrash. It's considered separate. Maitama pirsha be'almahu. It's an excretion. An egg is not part of it. Where obar is a, we're looking at it like a piece of meat of the animal. But an egg is a secretion. So therefore you can't come along and say, pay me Hatsi Nezek and from the Betzah. No. That she says, Davar Hamufrash Mimena. It's an item that separates. Vamarava. Okay. Now when I calculate a damage over here, a shor damaged a pregnant para. Go back to the first case now. Shor did the damaging. Shor damages a pregnant para. I gotta pay damage now. How do I evaluate now? It killed the shor, it didn't kill, it damaged the para and it killed the baby, let's say. So how do I calculate the calculation of payment? There's two ways to calculate. I could look at each thing separately. How much is the para worth? How much is the ubar worth? And then make a payment. But that would be expensive. Or I could say, no, how much is the para worth when it's pregnant, and how much does it devaluate now that it is not? That is like a wholesale way of looking at it, which would be a cheaper way to calculate advantage mazik. So the Gemara is going to say, "En shamin lepara b'fnei atzma v'levalad b'fnei atzma." You don't calculate each thing individually, the para and the valad. Ela shamin levalad al gabe para. You evaluate the valad al gabe the para. Rashi, en shamin areshake shor shenagach at para vepila. It had a miscarriage. En shamin kol echad b'fnei atzmo sheolin demea nezek harbe. That would cost a lot of money. Aval shamin para meuberet. Kama ita yafet tehila vekama yishave achshav im meta im haya. right? Which means we calculated how much is she worth pregnant, and now how much is she worth that the babies came out and they damaged or they died. Because you're not going to calculate like that, Gemara says. You're hurting the mazik. You're going to weaken him. You're going to make him pay a lot. Mafsid. Now the Gemara is going to ask later on, if that's the law, let him lose. You know, we're not looking to give charity to the mazik over here. So Gemara will ask that question in a second. V'chen atam motze bekoteya yad avdo shel chavero. A guy comes along, he cuts the arm of his friend's Eved. You got to pay for damages. Meaning, how do you calculate? Rashi says, "En shamin hayad b'fnei atzma." You don't calculate the arm separately. How would you calculate an arm? How do you evaluate that? Lomar, kama adam rotze litol liktowa yad Eved kazeh. Which means, how much would a guy be willing to take the master compensation to cut his Eved's arm off? Now that's going to be a high price. What do you mean? I need my Eved. I need the guy to work. Give me $1 million. I don't want to cut my Eved's arm off. But if you give me $2 million, by the way, all right, cut his arm off. And that's if you can evaluate the arm. But I can look at it a different way. How much was the Eved worth with the arm? How much did he devaluate without an arm? That's the way you evaluate the Nezik. It's much less of a calculation. Again, advantage Mazik. Continue. V'chen atam motzim b'mazik sadeh shel chavero. Similarly, an animal went in and ate a furrow in a guy's field. Now, if I look at what he ate, per se, alone, that's going to be expensive. But if I evaluate it over the field, how much was the field worth before the damage, and how much was the depreciation of the field now that this furrow got ruined, it's a less of a damage. Also, advantage mazik. If that's the law, so let the mazik suffer. Which means, you're going out of your way, hey, we don't want the mazik to lose so much money. If that's the law, let him pay what he has to pay. Why are you making a cheaper calculation? You try to protect the mazik? So the Gemara says, Mishum damar le, because again, the mazik can claim, para ma'avarta aziktach, para ma'avarta shayman alach. Which means, my sword damaged a pregnant cow. Therefore, evaluate a pregnant cow. My sword did not damage two separate things that you're calculating it separately. My sword damaged one entity. Therefore, calculated, what's the animal worth? Pregnant. What's the animal worth? Not pregnant. So the Gemara is really saying, that's equity. That's fair. That's the right way to calculate it. Paradeha. Okay, now. Peshita. Spashut. More calculations. Paradehad, Viveladehad. Let's say, like we learned before, you have two owners over here. Para belongs to one guy, and the valad belongs to another guy. Now what happened? You start to make a shuma, as she says. So, sorry, Gemara. Pitma leba'al para. The pitma goes to the ba'al para. Maze pitma, nashi. Pituma. Masha shamin ota shaita yafe mipne shumna havi de ba'al para. Dehav valad mahmate lo ate shumna. Good. We calculate the animal. How much was the animal worth when it was pregnant? And how much was it worth now? Less, but there's two owners over here. Now, a para is fat. The fat of the animal, that is on the side of the owner of the para, the Gemara says. Because the fat of the animal is there regardless. The ubad happens to be in the stomach, but that doesn't add to the fatness of the animal. So when you're calculating the animal, how much is it worth? Part of the value is the fat. Well, who's the fat? On whose side? Is that on the ubad side? Or is that on para side? The Gemara says, pituma lebal para. Nafha mai. Mazin nafha. It seems when the animal is pregnant, it has expands. Now, it seems the price of the animal goes up because now it's a bigger animal. Right? More leather, it's bigger. So then when it comes to the nefach, who does that go to? So the Gemara says, Nefhamai, the papa mare bal para. Still goes to bal para. You split it. Milketa holkin. Okay, that's just a calculation of how to split it up. Matitin. Hakadar.
Sheikhnish keder otav v'chatser ba'al abayit. So what did we have a kadar? Kadar is a what? A potter. He has pots. Sheikhnish keder otav v'chatser ba'al abayit. He bought his pots. They're made out of earthenware. He brought them into the chatser of the ba'al abayit. Shalom b'rishut, he didn't get permission. Okay. V'shavra b'hemtosh el ba'al abayit. So the Baal HaBayit's animal broke the kelim. Patur. Of course it's patur. You could say, well, where should I bring them into my reshut?
Vimuska bein.
Oh, and let's say the animal of the Baal HaBayit got damaged by these pots.
Baal HaKederot Hayav.
Again, you brought him into my reshut without permission, you Hayav to pay.
Vim ichnis b'reshut, Baal HaChatzer Hayav.
Good. But if you got permission, then the Baal HaChatzer is Hayav. Case number two, very similar. You brought your fruit into the chatzir of the Baal HaBayit, shelo b'rishut. V'achalatan b'emto shel Baal HaBayit. All of a sudden the Baal HaBayit's animal ate it. It's patur. Who else should bring your fruit into my reshut?
B'muskabayin.
Oh, but let's say the animal of the Baal HaBayit got damaged by this fruit. Baal HaPerot Hayav. Again, because you brought him in without reshut. V'im ichnis b'rishut Baal HaChatzir Hayav. But if you brought him in with permission, then the Baal HaChatzir is Hayav.
Same case. He brought his shor into the chatzer of Baal HaBayit, shelo b'rishut.
V'nagcho shoro shel Baal HaBayit, o shenashko kalbo shel Baal HaBayit. The ox of the Baal HaBayit or the dog of the Baal HaBayit bit it or gored it. Patur. Who asked you to bring your shor into my reshut without permission?
Nagahu shoro shel Baal HaBayit hayav.
Now, if the nagahu, if the guy's shor damage the Baal HaBayit shor, he's hayav, because again, you came in without permission.
Nafal leboro v'ish memav.
Well, let's say the shor fell into the Baal HaBayit's well and now dirtied his water. Again, hayav.
Haya abiv o beno letocho.
Let's say the father was in the well, or the guy's son was in the well, and this guy's shor fell into the well and killed the father or the son.
Mishalem et ha-kofir.
So now that guy's going to have to pay kofir because your animal killed.
V'im ichnis b'rishut.
But what? If he had permission to bring the animal in, Baal HaChatzer Hayav. Because he gave permission.
Hayav
on all the damages. If he damages, it's Hayav. If it kills, he has to pay the kofir. Which means it's his responsibility. I gave you permission, I'm responsible for the animal.
Nabi Omer, Bechulan Enu Hayav, Ad Sheyekabel Alav,
Baal HaBayit Lishmor, which means it's not enough that he gives him permission to bring it in. According to the B says he has to actually expressly verbalize and say, I accept upon myself Shemira. Okay? Not the kid, just say, bring it in. Not enough. You got to actually say, I'm giving you Meforash Reshut. Comes the Gemara and says, we begin. What do we learn in the Mishnah? Let's go slow. You have a kadar. He brought in the kederot, shelo b'rishut. And what now? These items damage the Baal HaBayit's ox. So the Baal HaKederot is chayav. Okay? Ta'amad is shelo b'rishut. Because he didn't have permission.
Ha-b'rishut lo mechayev Baal kederot benizke behemto the Baal HaChatzer.
If he got permission, it's mashma clearly that the Baal HaKederot is not going to be chayav to pay for the damages that it caused to the Baal HaBayit's animal.
Velo amrinan.
And we're not going to say
kabule kabil baal kederot nitiruta de behemto de baal hachatzer.
Which means we're not going to say that when the guy gets the shoot to go in, that he accepts upon himself guarding the other guy's animal from getting damaged by his kederot. Correct? Which means it's masper from the Gemara Mishnah very clearly. If I got permission, the Baal gets off the hook at all. We don't make a quasi thing here where we say, no, if you got permission, it means thank you for letting me put my stuff in there, but don't worry, I'll take responsibility if your animal gets damaged. We don't say that. It's masper. If he has a shoot, he has an exemption.
Gemara says, Mani, who's that opinion? Rabihi.
That must be following Rabbi.
De Amar, that says, at the end of our Mishnah, kol bistama, which means when a guy stamps, says, bring your stuff into the haser, lo kabil ale netiruta, which means we don't say that minastam, that his kavanah was to accept upon himself to watch these items, and therefore it makes sense that just like the kadav, the pottery guy, is not hayav minastam. Bring it, minastam. I'm not hayav to watch the animal, that it shouldn't get damaged. Good, that's following the bia. But according to hakamim, that say what minastam the bala hasir probably accepted upon himself to watch the kiddurot. Mistaber that the kadar also accepted upon himself to watch the other guy's items. Let's read Rashi, please. Rashi says ta'ama. Rashi explains this beautifully. Ta'ama de shelo birshut. Shumak imuska bayim bal kiddurot chayav. Ma'ani rabihi. Damar besefa. That said the end of our Mishnah. Bechulan. Eno chayav. Right? In all these cases, not hayav until he gives him express permission. Right? Bechulan eno chayav ad shekabel alav rishmo. Even though he doesn't bring it in, that's not enough. He has to accept upon himself to watch. So Rashi says, tekasa kadatach de rabbanan, according to the rabbis, ki heki de ba'al chaser birshut mehayev beniske kederot. Right? When the Baal Hasid gives him permission, he's Hayav, the Baal Hasid is Hayav. The Bistama Kabir Ale Nitiruta, because Mistama accepted upon himself to watch the Kederot, when the Baal Hasid gives him a shoot. Hakinamim Mechayev Baal Kederot Beniske Baal Abayit. Similarly, it's like it works both ways, according to the rabbis. I'll give you permission to bring it in, meaning I'll make sure your stuff doesn't get damaged, and you're accepting upon yourself, Mistama, that my stuff is not going to damage your animal. The bistamak yaiv le bala bait lishutal me'al kabir ale kadar netiruta de lo lishku kedrotav le bala chaser, which means it's two ways. Which means that's the way the rabbis are understanding it. Which means I gave you permission. What does it mean I gave you permission? I'm giving you permission to bring your stuff into my shoot over there, which means I'm gonna make sure my animal doesn't break your stuff. And similarly, you're accepting upon yourself, Mr. Ma, that your kiddurot are not gonna cause damage to my animals. That's the way at this point we're understanding Rabbanan. Whereas according to Rabbi, no, Mr. Ma, without saying anything, we could assume that what? That the Baal tells him, come on in. So therefore he's taking the shoot for everything, unless they specify. So the Gemara says, Mani Rabihi, the Amar, I'm reading the Gemara again, Kol Bistama, which means, when the Baal HaAsir gives him permission, Bistam, Lo Kabil Ale Netiruta, which means we don't say that he accepted upon himself the shoot to watch the guy's items. He just gave him the shoot to bring it in. And therefore, the kadar also did not accept to watch the guy's animal. Because it's all stam. Comes again what else is, Emma Sefa. We have a problem. Because the Sefa of the Mishnah says, Imichnis birshut. If you got permission, meaning explicit permission, Baal Chatzer Hayav. That's Mashma what? That Minastam, the Baal Chatzer is going to be Hayav. Atan Lerabbanan. That's following the rabbi's opinion. De Amre Bistaman Name Kabure Kabil Ale Netiruta. So the implication of the Resha sounds like it's going like the B. And the explicit case of the Sefa sounds like it's going like that. We have a contradiction. Betu, Rabbi Omer Bechulan, the end of our Mishnah. Eno chayav ad yekabel alav bal abayit lishmor, which means clearly, Rabbi says the guy's got to be explicit. So now, Resha v'sefa Rabbi, umsiata Rabbanan. That make any sense? The Sefer for sure is the B. The experience says it. And the Resha also is going like the B. Because what did the Resha say? The Resha says, "Ma'az mashma what?" The only reason why is because shelo bershut. Ha bershut, if he got permission, the Baal Kederot, the Kadar, is not going to be Hayav for the Nezek. That's going like Rabbi. That Mr. Ma, he didn't accept upon himself anything. Mr. Ma, he doesn't accept upon himself. And then the Sefa is Rabbi. And the middle case is Imichlis Bereshut, Baal Abayit Hayav. That's Mr. Ma. Mr. Ma, he didn't accept. So we have a Stira in the Mishnah. Resha Sefa Mitziuta. Very good. Comes the Gemara and says, "Amar bizera tabra." You're right. Break it, which means the stira between the resha and the sefa. Mi shesharazu lo sharazu. The one that learned the resha didn't learn the mitziuta. That said, you cannot put all these shitot together in the same mishnah. The one that learned the first case didn't learn the second case. First case in the Chanami is the B, and the second case is going like Rabbana. Rava Amar Kula Rabbanani. Oh, I can tell you that the whole Mishnah really is following Shitav Rabbanan. Let's clarify for a minute the Resha. I want to crystallize the Resha good. What was the Resha's case? The Resha's case is where the Kadar brought his Kederot Shelo Bereshut. So what do we say? Bala Kadar is Hayaf everything over there. But if his Kederot damaged, he's chayav to pay. Oh, that's mashma what? Because he didn't have reshut. But if he got reshut, then it's mashma that what? That if his kederot damaged the baal abayit, he's going to be patur. Correct? Now, all the baal abayit told him is, come on in. Now, who's that going like? That must be going like, at least we thought, that should be going like shitat rabbi. Well, let's talk it out. Because Rabbi Shita is what? Unless you say it explicitly, Bistama, you're not accepting upon yourself anything. And therefore, just like the Baal Abayit, when he says, come on in, he's not accepting responsibility for what his animal does to the Kederot. So also, the Kadar is not accepting responsibility for what the Baal Abayit's animal does to or what his kiddurot does to the balabai, to the animals. So therefore it's Rabbi. Rabbi says no. Kula Rabbananhi. How could it be? Ubirshut. Oh, when it says he has reshut, Shemirat kiddurot kibel alav ba'ala hasir. Va'afilu nishberu beruach. Rashi. Afilu nishberim beruach. De'ol. Which means when a guy comes along and says you have a reshut, reshut means come on in and I'm going to watch. That's the words reshut. Reshut doesn't mean stam, I'm giving you permission. Reshut is a much more expansive terminology. Ul, come in, and I'm going to watch it for you. Aval baal kederot lo kabil alei midi. But the baal kederot, he didn't say nothing. Which means, therefore, in the Resha, I'll tell you this. If he says, Kibra Reshut, meaning Reshut means, come on in and I'll watch your stuff. But the Baal Kederot, he didn't say nothing. And therefore, if his Kederot damaged the Baal Abayit's animal, he's Patur. Therefore, in economy, really, Reshut is not Stam. Reshut is explicit. Ulva Antereh. But that's only one way. And therefore the Baal, it's the banan. We thought Reshut meant Stam. Reshut, come on in. No, Reshut is not Stam. Reshut means, come on in, and I'll watch. Ve'afilu nishberu beruah. Wow. Ad kedei kach, he's saying, I'm going to accept upon myself to watch your kinderot, even if they're get damaged from the wind. Meaning, I'm a shomer, on the highest level. Okay? It's a big hadush, even though the ruah is not his money. Meaning, I'm watching it from my animals, but I'm even going to watch it from my from Ruah. And if it's not a stira from the Resha, that the Baal Kedrot is Patur. Because according to the Hachamim, legabe the Baal Haser, minastam, you could say, accepted upon himself da'at lishmor. But the Balak Kederot, min hastam, he doesn't accept upon himself da'at lishmor. So therefore, let's read the Mishnah according to this opinion. Our Mishnah starts off. A guy brings his Kederot into the Rishut of the Baal HaBayit. He brings his Kederot into the Baal HaBayit, Shlo B'Rishut. He's Hayav and everything. Which means, if he damages, he's Hayav. If he gets damaged, there's no recourse. Okay, beautiful. Diyuk. Avim, Hayalo, Rishut. So what's the implication? If he has Rishut, so therefore it's Mashma what? That he's going to be Patur. That if his kelim damaged the balabai, it's animal, it'll be patur. Or that can be more like the rabbis. Because reshut means, come on in, meaning, come on in, I'm going to watch your stuff. But that's only one way. But it doesn't mean that the Baal HaKederot accepted upon himself anything. So therefore, in the Kedem, really, so it comes out, let's just crystallize one more point. We have a fantastic battle between Rabbi and Hakamim. Rabbi hold that that's not enough, which means if I bring you into my reshut and I say, come on in, that's nothing. It has to be spoken out b'firush. Whereas the rabbis will say, no, b'reshut is considered as if I'm saying what? Ul, come on in, v'interelach. So the machloket is on a stam. Stam, do I accept upon myself the Shemitah or not? Rabbanam will say, yeah. Yes, but that's only one way. I said, come on in. That doesn't mean the Baal Kederot accepted upon himself to watch the guy's animal from getting damaged. Right? And therefore, he'll be patur. And Ikram will be patur, because I didn't accept upon myself. Okay, comes the Gemara and continues. Ichnis perotav lachatzar ba'al habayit, shelo b'reshut, that was the case. He brought perot into the guy's hatzar, and he didn't get permission. So what happened? The Be'emav, the Baal HaBayit got damaged, the Baal HaPerot is Hayav. Amarav lo shanu ela shechulka bahem. What did he slip? The animal of the Baal HaBayit slipped on the Perot. Aval achla patur. But if he ate them and he got a stomachache, you ate too much and died, patur. My ta'ama, what's the reason why it'd be patur? Havideh shelo tochal. The animal shouldn't have eaten, which means, since already he brought it on himself, bekavana, so I can say, he shouldn't have eaten it. You were good at it. If it slipped, I slipped on the fruit, I can't control it. But eating it already, it's his fault. Even though it's normal for an animal to eat, you cannot be hayav the bala perot. Because he brought it to himself. So you cannot be hayav somebody for the owner for that situation.
And you regard that there's no more fruit left.
Yeah, which means you know, not that for sure. You brought it without a shoot.
Yeah.
You want me to pay for your animal? Who told you animal should eat? Not already. He brought it on to himself. Slipping. I have to pay. Amar of Sheshat, Amina, Kinaim v'Shachiv Rav Amar laHishmata. He says Rav must have said that halacha when he was sleeping. Rashi says it doesn't make sense. Netanya, because we have a braita. Hanotin samamavet ofnei beimat havero. A guy puts, let's say, poison in front of his friend's animal. And what happened? It died. Patur midine Adam, behayav midine Shamayim. Because really, you did indirect. It's a gerama. You didn't kill the animal directly. You just put poison in front of the animal. The animal ate the poison. The animal died. Bide Adam, I don't know anything. He ate it. But what? Bide Shamayim, they're going to hold you accountable. Sama mavetu de lo avida de akhla. Oh, you know why you're patur? Because sama mavet is an item that really the animal is not agil to eat. Oh, so if it ate it, so it was the animal's fault. Aval perot davida de achla. But if I put perot in front of the guy's animal and he eats them and he dies, that's normal for eating. Bidine adam nami mechayev. Ve'amai havi leshelo tochal. He shouldn't have eaten. Therefore, it's a question against Rav. I mean, if it's a normal thing for an animal to eat, poison, no. I mean, I guess it should have tasted the poison and it stops. Okay, continued eating, you did it to yourself. But perot, it's much better to be hayav. So what do you tell me, patur? Amre, hu adin afilu perot name patur midire adam. Really, they gave poison as just an example. Really, if he put perot in front of his friend's animal and he ate it also, he'd be patur. Nakamash ma'alam, afilu samamavet name. The Hidush on the poison is, is even though it's not nagil for him to eat, the guy who put this in Hayabi Dine Shamayim. But really, you'll be patur by perot as well. Because bottom line, the animal brought the damage to himself. The Hiddush in Sama Mavit is the Gabed the Hayuv of Dine Shamayim. V'ibayetema Sama Mavit Nameh Be'afrazta. Dainu peri. What type of poison we're talking about? An edible poison. You didn't put cyanide in the thing, which is not edible. You put a certain herb, which is edible, but it's a poisonous thing. And therefore, what? That's just like perot. So therefore, since the animal did it himself, it's a proof. I mean, you try to ask me a question, tafka, poison, but not perot. Oh, what type of poison did he put? He put poisonous perot. Right. And still what? Patu bin Adam, because the animal did it himself. Who had din in the field? If the animal ate the perot, even though I brought him in without permission, I'm not chayav, because the animal shouldn't eat in meti. We have a story. Ha'isha sheniknesa litchon chitim etzel ba'al habayit shelo berishut. What did she do? A lady brought wheat into the ba'al habayit's house, shelo berishut. Va'achalatam be'emto shel ba'al habayit. So the animal of the ba'al habayit ate the chitim of the lady. Patur. He doesn't have to pay. V'imuska hayevet. Well, if the animal got damaged by the chitim, then already she's chayevet. Amai, nema avile shelo tochal. Same question. The lady should tell the guy, right? It ate and it got damaged. You shouldn't have eaten. Question against the Rav. Amre umi adifa mematnitin deukidna shuhuklaika behen. Learn it like you learned the Mishnah. When it says that the animal of the Baba got damaged by the lady's chitin, it means he slipped on them. Who told you that you learned in the case where he ate them? If you ate them, they'll be patur. She'll be petura. Because you could say, who told you to eat it? It's not worse than the Mishnah case. How'd you learn the Mishnah case? Well, the animal slipped. Who had you over? The animal slipped. So the Gemara says, Udekari la my kari left. What was the question then? The one that asked the question, well, didn't know that. You're asking a question from a lady that brought her teen into a house. You say, oh, you see, if the animal got damaged, she has to pay. Oh, then we answered, oh, it means the animal slipped. Well, you couldn't thought, you didn't think of that. Udekari la my kari, the makshan. What was he thinking? I'll tell you, ma malach, bishlam matnitin ketani im huska bahin. When it says huska bahin, I can explain it to mean shuhleka bahinu, meaning it slipped on them. Avalacha ketani im huska velo ketani bahin. Therefore, achilau diktani. Therefore, it sounds like it's more achilau. When it says bahin, it means on them or with them. It slipped on it. But im huska stav is mashma, it ate it and it got damaged. That's why you had a question. Oh, if eating it, why does she have to pay? I thought eating it, you don't have to pay. V'idach, and the other rabbi that answered, no, it's my way he slipped. Amalak, lo shena. Don't make bahen, not bahen. Huska, which is how it got damaged. It got damaged by slipping. If we don't make that, don't make the deal. The Baal Makshan thought that bahen was a haluk, that's why he asked the question. And the Tarzan said, no, don't be so technical. It was chuklak. Tashema, we have another case. Hichnis shoro lachatzar balabat shelo bershut. Okay, brings a shor into the chatzar balabat without permission. Ve'achal chitin. It ate the chitin of the balabat. Vitriz. Got like diarrhea from all the eating. Umet. So it says what? Patur. The balabat is patur. Does not have to pay. Ve'im hichnis bershut. Oh. If you got permission, balabat chayav. Back to the question. Which means again, if the animal came in, what are you telling me over here that he has to pay? He shouldn't have eaten. Even if I gave you permission to come in. Okay? So now the animal ate and all that and got sick and all that. I could say, you brought out to yourself. Question on that. Amar Amar. Birshut ashelo reshut karamit. Come on. You asking me a question from a case where the guy gave him permission to come in to Rav's case where he didn't have permission to come in? Birshut shemirat shelo kibel alav v'afilu hanak et atzmo. If I'm giving you permission to bring the shor in, I'm accepting upon myself, even if the animal strangles itself, I'm responsible. Rav's case was what? Where the animal went in shelo birshut. Oh, So if the animal went into Shiloh B'Shur and slipped, I'm sorry, if I brought Pirot into my friend's Nishut without permission, and the Balabait's animal slipped, okay, Shiloh B'Shur, you got to pay for my animal. But if my animal ate, in that case over there, if my animal ate, then the Bala Pirot could say, hey, who asked you to eat? Okay, so that was all a scenario over here that was Shiloh B'Rishut. So now you bring me a question. A guy brings a sword into his friend's possession, and he gets permission. And what happens? The sword eats and eats and eats all the perot and dies. So what are you saying? That the Baal of the field, the Baal HaChatzit, has to pay. What do you mean why you have to pay? Which means the chaura, let him come along and tell the guy, your sword ate, who told your sword to eat? So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? He gave him permission to bring it in. Once I'm giving you permission to bring the animal, what does that mean? I'm watching your animal. So it ate, you should have stopped it. It's no different, the Gemara is saying, I accept it upon myself, even like strangulation, whatever happens to the animal. So therefore you cannot bring me a question from a case where there was an issue, to a case where it is Shiloh B'Rishut. Ibai Elihu. The Gemara goes along and asks a question. Hecha dekabil alei netiruta. Mao. Okay. According to Rabbi and Hakamim. According to Rabbi, Ibn Firush gave you permission. Bring the sword into my possession and I'll watch it. Or according to Hakamin, Stam. You have permission? Yes. Either way, what's the Sheila? Mao. Denafshehu dekabil ale. Which means, I'm going to accept upon myself that none of my assets are going to damage your shor. Or dilma afidu netiruta da'ama kabil ale. Or does he accept upon himself all damages? Things that are not his assets, so to speak. Things from the outside. Which means, for sure the Gemara says, I tell you, bring your animal in. Okay, so I'm telling you, I'm going to make sure my stuff is not going to, you know, do anything to your short. But does it go even, maybe things that are outside, like the Gemara is going to explain? Look at Nashi. The Nafshe, Shelo Yegihanu Shoro. Oh. Maybe it means I'm going to make sure my ox doesn't gore your item. Velo yishachenu kalbo, or my dog doesn't bite. Or does it go further even? Tashema de tani Rav Yehuda bar Simon ben Ezikin de be Karna. Karna was a rabbi, and he learned sugya of Nezikin of damages in the Braita that Karna taught. The Bet Midrash of Karna, what does it say? Chlis perot of the Chatzar Balabayit Shlo B'Rishut. You bring perot into the Chatzar Balabayit Shlo B'Rishut. Uba shor memakom aher v'achalam. A shor came from somewhere else and ate the fruit. Patur.
Balabayit
is patur. Ve'im ichnis B'Rishut hayav. But if he brought it in B'Rishut hayav. Now the Gemara is going to analyze the Braita. Man patur uman hayav. When you said patur, you said hayav, who are we talking about? Lav patur bal chatzer, hayav bal chatzer? Like you said? Meaning, it sounds like all the patur and hayav is going on the owner of the field. So let's read it like that again. I brought fruit into the chatzer of the bal habayit, shelo b'rishut. Somebody else's animal came in and ate it. Okay, I'm patur. Mm-hmm. Oh, but if I gave you this shoot and somebody else's animal came in and ate it, I'm hayav. So you see what? That when you give somebody this shoot, you're accepting upon yourself even
outside.
Right? Amre lo patur ba'al ashor, hayav ba'al ashor. Much different. Which means, when it says patur and hayav, the owner is always patur. Owner Hatzir. The question is, the Baal Ashor, the owner of the shore, which means, if you didn't get permission to bring it in, now my animal comes from outside and eats, I'm patur because you didn't have permission to bring it there anyway, so you can't come after me. But if you got permission to bring it in there, yeah? Now another guy shor comes along and eats, that Baal Ashor is going to have to pay. He's going to the Baal Ashor, I'm not responsible for this guy, so I don't accept it for myself, but the Baal Ashor is going to have to pay if the pirot were there legally. If my pirot are not there legally, right? Right? Well, oh, we'll see now. If the pirot are not there legally, right? So you ate it, whatever, they shouldn't have been there. So it shouldn't have been there. But if it was there legally, now the Baal Ashor comes on. You can't get me the Baal Hatzer. I didn't accept myself in this guy. I accept myself my animals. Okay? Good. Oh, the Baal Ashor. Oh, you're talking about Baal Ashor. My birshut umay shelo birshut ika. Which means, lecha'ora. Reshut and no reshut shouldn't make a difference to the Baal Ashor. Reshut should make a difference legabe the Baal Hatzer. But legabe you, Baal Ashor, what are you eating this food for? What are you, legabe you, what is it nogeya? Yeah, reshut, no reshut. Bottom line, you ate fruit that doesn't belong to you. Legabe me, I'm the Baal Hatzer. Listen, you came into my Hatzer, my animal ate it, and you don't have permission to bring it there. To me, the Baal Hatzer is nogeya, permission or no permission. But to an outsider, it should make a difference. But when you ate my fruit, so that's what the Gemara says. The case is, I brought fruit into your Hatzir. Okay, it depends. Depends. So the Gemara says, if I brought it in Birshut, meaning I had permission to bring it there, and then somebody else's animal comes and eats it, Baal Ashor Hayav. Mashiach, if I put my fruit in your possession and I didn't get permission, and this guy's animal comes and eats it, Baal Ashor Patur. The Gemara says, Machpati to that guy. Machpati to that guy. The owner of the shoot makes a difference. The Gemara, the Baal Ashor. That the Gemara says, Amre, Birshut, Havyela, Shen Birshut Anizak. Shen Birshut Anizak, Hayebet. Shelo Birshut, Havyela, Shen Birshut Arabim. Shen Birshut Arabim Petura. We gotta go back to the rules. Remember we learned earlier, Shen is only Hayav, Shen is eating. Shen b'shut anizak. Oh, what's the shut anizak? If you have permission. So therefore, you gave me permission to keep my fruit there. So therefore, where's the fruit now? In the shut anizak, in private property. Because you have a shut to put it there. Oh, your animal comes and eats, somebody else's animal, you ate perot in the shut anizak, pay me. Masha'enken, if I put my stuff in your shut, you didn't give me the shut. Therefore, you have no respect. You're not watching it. You give me the shoot. So it's as if it's in the shoot rabim. Oh, an animal comes to eat perot the shoot rabim patur because that's the din of shen. Look at Rashi. Havi shen ba'atzer anizak tekevan diyahivle baal hasir shuta le'iyul duchta aknile begava. Oh, it's as if he's makne him that spot. I tell you, you can bring your fruit into my field. So this spot where the perot are, it's like you own that spot. Therefore, it's private property. Therefore, have the hatzer nizak or hatzer shutafin de patur ba'al shen ba'al regel hanimin mishutaf lechavre de hatzer shenehem aval shor me'alma de al be'azik lechad minayu bi'er b'zda'er karinan be. Meaning, she's making a point here. Really, this is Hatzer HaShutafim. We're partners. Hatzer HaShutafim is patur. That would only be between the two partners. But the Gabe, another shor that comes and eats, he's going to be Hayav. So therefore, in this case over there, it's considered the Hayav. However, the other case, when we say the Shut Rabim, by the way, that she says, Lav Dafka the Shut Rabim. It's just not Hatzer HaNizak. You can't call the guy's private property Shut Rabim. It's that since I didn't give you permission to put your fruit there, it's not your property. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it's not a shutan abin per se, but it's just not a shutan izak. That's what she says. The shutan lav dafka. Kilomar lav bistah ed nizak karinan be. Baruch Adonai le'olam, amen v'amen. Let's go another daf. Can't wait to shut the book. Well, even if this was the last daf, close the book slowly, Eli. Don't close the book so fast. It's not going to hurt you if it stays open a couple extra seconds.
So Baal Hatzer is always patur.
Right?
never has any
right and eating. In the case of third party, that answers the question. I accept upon myself Shemira for my stuff. Right. I'm not accepting by myself Shemira for the guy's animal coming to me. That's right. That's the answer. You think we could do Memchet?
Yeah.
Adam, what do you think about Memchet?
I think we should do it.
We should make a try for it?
3 hours.
Okay, I think we should make it. It wouldn't hurt if we tried. What's today's daf really, by the way? Today's noon.
Are we doing the woman half?
Killed us. No, I have kolel today in the afternoon. Crazy. We're going to have minhah, but I cannot be here for minhah because I have kolel.
Okay.
Well, with all this learning yesterday, daf, today, daf, everything, daf, we're still.
Behind four, stay there behind three, right?
There's none.
So
Memchet, Memtet, now we're behind three still.
If we do Memchet now,
we're
behind two.
Okay, let's go. Let's try it. Yeah. Crazy.
In the case of.
By the way, for 9 days, we've got to collect all the stuff.
The lady put her wheat in the Baal's thing, and then the Baal ate what he ate. The Baal's.
The Baal's animal.
The Baal's animal is. He's patur to pay her. But then we once say, I think it's probably in Mishnah Rabim, that he should pay a minimal, what the minimum is cheaper. His animal ate something, like he got the hana'ah of the animal eating.
Yeah, but even. You want.
That was a Mishnah Rabim, I remember.
You want me to pay for my animal.
Hana'ah.
You brought the wheat in Shalom and shoot.
Right, no shoot.
Now my animal ate.
But bottom line, he had
no, and what happened? The animal died.
No, but I'll give it. No, I think the late.
No, this case, the animal died.
Well, let's say it didn't
so
die.
So now wait, let's go slow. The animal died. So now you want to come along and say, if my animal slipped, then you can go get paid. But if the animal died, you can't go to the lady. Because the lady can come along and say,
you ate.
Oh, you ate. That's part of your claim. You ate. Mm-hmm. You're having an you ate. I'm not paying you that. You ate. You shouldn't ate. You did it to yourself. If it slipped, then I'm responsible. But eating, you had an hour, you ate, you did it. That's part of your claim. You're not arguing on this. That's
so
consistent.
Same way you
when you eat, in this case over here, the eating damaged it. But the lady can come along and say, true, I brought my wheat in Shalom Bereshit. But by the way, if you have to eat like a... He says, good luck.
Thank you. Right, but if, let's say he dressed...
He
didn't die. No, the lady brought.
No, he's saying Shen b'Reshut Harabim. Do you pay for Hana'ah?
No. Shen b'Reshut Harabim.
Basically, yeah, we believe the Shulam.
They're patur, fine, but does she pay for Hana'ah?
Yes.
The Baal pays.
Yes.
The animal pays minimum.
Yes. Yes.
Not the value of the wheat.
Yes.
Pay,
what's the difference between the value of the food and the value of the Hana'ah?
Could be it's less. Could be it's less. How much would you
pay
for
the cheapest
junk food? I don't have to pay for Hittin. I'll pay for dog food, whatever it is.
But I didn't want him to eat. I didn't want to feed him.
Yeah, animal bottom line ate my stuff.
I know, I wasn't going to feed him.
So he died.
He's dying. You want to feed some veg, you have to feed something, you feed the grass.
Oh, so let him die, give me a shot then. You don't care, you're not giving a shot.
No, you would have fed the grass.
Eventually you would have
fed him. Yeah, so I would have paid my small price.
You would have ate
fine. So that's the thing.
Well, why can't we make the argument, the same way you got to control him what he's going to eat, to control him where he's going to walk? She didn't sprinkle the thing all over that he slipped on. She put it in a spot.
Yeah, but you want to bring stuff into my thing without my animal walks around. It's an animal psychologist. I'm not a brain scientist. Animal walks around. I can tell you walk there, don't walk there. He's walking in the field. He's used to walking in the field all day long. Now all of a sudden, I got to tell the animal, hey, the guy.
That's
also going to make. But yeah, you brought a mazika to my field. You brought a mazika to my field. I got to stop my animal now. Come on, I trespassed. That's what I did. I trespassed.
Yeah.
You know what? Forget about animals. If a guy brought a knife into a guy's house and left it on the counter, and the kid comes running into the kitchen, you're not going to say, wait, tell your kids not to pick up knives. What do you mean, don't pick up the knives? The kids are kids. Of course, get an animal. The animal's no dot. Right. He's running around. That's what I did over here. Right. Can't tell the animal, don't slip. Amen.